Monday Music Marathon here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We are less than 1 hour away from Murder Monday. What's the case today? It's going to be at 7:30, 6:30 Central, Alex.
The Greyhound Bus Killer.
Ooh, okay. It's coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's get you started on the right way, though. A little Monday motivation.
If you're feeling good, say yeah!
Yeah!
This high school assistant football coach, he's in Athens, Alabama, recently taught his players a valuable lesson. That was how to change a tire when it goes flat. By the way, does everybody here on the show know how to change a flat tire?
Heck
man
no.
Or woman? Heck no.
I know, like, you gotta, like, crank something and then, like, also take off, like, bolts.
So, no. It's a no from Liv.
Yeah.
All right. Pork chop. Fellow bro on the show, do you know how to change a flat tire?
If I was absolutely stranded in the middle of nowhere, I think I could do it.
Okay, well, this is something that I guess we could all learn from, too. Well, when it goes flat, this coach put this thing up there on Twitter, and he titled it, like, Manly Monday, but also used the hashtag Life Lessons and More Than Football. And I think it's cool. He's teaching these kids, he's developing them, but he's also teaching them life lessons that maybe they have people in their life to teach them that, maybe they don't. So check this out.
Get all the lugs off. Now, I was on the interstate one time in that big white truck over there, down in Birmingham, coming home when I coached at Pelham, doing about 75, 80 on the interstate, and blow my right front tire out. If you ever have a blowout, guys, don't slam your brakes on.
All right, don't slam your brakes on. What do you do, guys? I'm asking you right now. If you have a blowout, your tire explodes, what do you do? Besides cry,
just let it roll to the side?
I've had a blowout before, dude. It is terrible. I was in a huge white creeper van. It was actually my DJ van. And I was doing 80 miles an hour on the highway, and my tire blew out. Oh, my God, dude. I thought I was going to die.
Alex suggested that. What did you do, Porkchop?
Well, I didn't slam on my brakes. The car, it just pulled to one side. So I tried to carefully pull it back. And then when I did that, then it pulled to that side.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I was like, oh my God. And then it pulled like back, and then I got it to the shoulder. But yeah, I didn't slam on my brakes. I quickly slowed it down.
All right. Well, you guys were kind of on the right track. You do not want to slam on your brakes.
Drive the sucker. Drive it. And I was on the inside lane, had to get all the way to the outside lane. It got my truck jacked up. Big truck come by and blew it off the jack. But luckily, guess what I did? I'm just going to show you a little trick. All right? As soon as you remove this tire, put it under your car. Put it under some of the framework. Nothing's gonna hurt. If a truck or something comes by and blows the thing off the jack, now you won't leash, the jack will fall over. Your car won't go all the way to the ground. If your car goes all the way to the ground, you're not gonna get it jacked back up. Y'all got me?
Sir.
So put your tire, your old flat tire, under some framework of your car, okay? And it's a good idea always when you're checking your tire to check your brakes, check your brake shoes. See how much brakes you've got.
I mean, this guy goes on and on. What a cool thing. But also, you know what? I just realized, too, he didn't mention there. You should. It's a good idea to put that tire underneath there when you're changing it. God forbid. I hope it never happens. But if a trucker did something come along and blew it off the jack, that could land on you. You could be pinned under your car. So that's a little life lesson right there. I really think that coach is it's a cool guy. I want to go look for more videos every week. Maybe he can help me adult a little bit.
He should do a YouTube channel on just adulting.
He should. I think a lot of people would watch him, Alex.
A waiter in Harlem, New York returned a cashier's check worth nearly $424,000 to a retired social worker who lost it. And this waiter did not get tipped by them. So the waiter found this bank envelope while cleaning off his table. He ran outside with the customer, but the customer was gone. He opened the envelope and was shocked to see how much money was in there. He called on to the media for help for finding this lady. This woman was so relieved to find her check, and she had not tipped her waiter after her meal. So how humiliating is that? She kind of tried to rectify that, but the waiter actually declined. He's like,
Whoa.
Don't even worry about it. I think that was his way of just being like, screw you. You're lucky I did this for you. Kind
of,
you know?
I wouldn't have that big of like a thing to do that. I'd be like, I'll take all you'll give me. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess she had sold her apartment, and that was going to be the down payment to her new place.
Dude,
it's
that's
New
a
York.
Lot of money.
It's New York, so that's why, because everything, it's so expensive to live there.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What's your Monday motivation today?
So a 14-year-old in Texas has pledged to pay all of the lunch debt in 129 different schools.
Wow.
So obviously, like, a lot of schools, kids are on, like, free lunch and free meal plans. So that means that they don't have to worry about paying for their lunches and things like that. But there still are a ton of students that aren't, like, given free lunches and free food because of their parents' income, but their parents still can't afford to pay for their lunches. So they are in like lunch debt, they call it. So if that happens, kids are either served cold food or their plate of food is thrown away in front of them. So they are denied the lunch because they have debt that their parents and they can't pay off. So this student was just horrified. This little 14-year-old in Texas was horrified that this was happening in other schools and in his school. So he vowed to pay off the entire debt for 129 schools in his district. So
how could he afford
that? Can eat lunch. So he made a GoFundMe page and he's doing a lot of community outreach to get the message out there and get donations. And so he has already raised $8,000.
Gosh, that's amazing.
So he has $10,000 more to go.
That's great. What a sweet kid.
So cute.
All right, that's your Monday motivation. Where are we going to put this up? On a like swipe up or something?
Yeah,
or?
We can put it on our Instagram story.
All right, cool. @JoeAndAlexShow. Make sure you follow us.